It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 25th, 2017. Today is the birthday of a man considered one of the great villains in history, Ivan Grozny, or Ivan the Terrible. Actually, he was Ivan the Fourth, the first Tsar of all Russia, born in 1530. During his long reign, he acquired vast amounts of land through ruthless means, creating a centrally controlled government. The grandson of Ivan the Great, Ivan the Terrible, created a state imposed by military dominance. Many believe him to have been mentally ill, and in one of his violent outbursts, he is said to have killed his own son. He had a complex personality. Intelligent, yet prone to outbreaks of uncontrollable rage, his tragic background contributed to his infamous behavior. Little is known about his early life, and historians debate his accomplishments as a leader. However, it is generally agreed that his reign established the current Russian territory and centralized its government for centuries to come. His father died when he was 3 years old, and his mother, Elena Glinskaya, ruled as regent until her death in 1538 when he was only eight. During this time, the realm rapidly degenerated into chaos as rival noble families disputed the legitimacy of her rule. Court intrigue and constant danger to which he was exposed while growing up molded much of his ruthless and suspicious nature. Evidence indicates that he was a sensitive, intelligent boy, neglected and occasionally scorned by members of the nobility who looked after him after his parents' death. This environment nurtured much of his hatred. In 1547, he was crowned Tsar of Muscovy. That same year, he married Anastasia Romanovna. In 1549, he appointed a council of advisors, a consensus-building assembly who helped institute reforms. During what is considered the constructive part of his reign, he introduced self-government in rural regions, reformed tax collection, and instituted statutory law and church reform. In foreign policy, he had two main goals: to resist the Mongol invaders and to gain access to the Baltic Sea. Ultimately, he aimed to conquer all remaining independent regions and create a larger, more centralized Russia. Upon the death of his first wife in 1560, he went into a deep depression, and his behavior became even more erratic. His suspicion that she had been murdered by the nobles only deepened his paranoia. Over the next 24 years, he conducted a reign of terror, displacing and destroying the major noble families and earning the nickname by which he is best known. In addition to killing his son, he also blinded the architect of St. Basil's Cathedral so he could never duplicate it, and he created the first official secret Russian police force. In 1584, with his health failing, Ivan the Terrible became obsessed with death, calling upon witches and soothsayers to sustain him, but to no avail. The end for him came on March 18, 1584, when he died of an apparent stroke. With his departure, the country was in disarray, with deep political and social scars. Russia would not emerge from the chaos until the reign of Peter the Great, more than a century later. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 25th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.